Now that we're full swing into holiday season, cinnamon is king or queen, not sure. Cookies, cakes, those smelly sticks you put in boiling water to make it smell like you're cooking, even if you're not. But here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunn says there's much more to the spice. She's brought some dishes to prove it, including a plate of cinnamon. Hi, Kathy.
Hello there.
So, Jeremy, I know you also every fall harvest the cinnamon that you grow in your garden.
Yes.
Such a DIYer.
I have a side gig as a cinnamon harvester.
Yeah, yes. Let's talk about Boston cinnamon.
Where does cinnamon come from? What is it?
Well, it is the spice from the inner bark of the cinnamon tree, and it grows primarily in southern China, southern India, Sri Lanka, and there are so many different types, despite the fact that your grocery store probably only sells one variety.
Well, you've got a plate in front of us that looks like it's going to be a blind taste test, but we can see that there are three different kinds of cinnamon on this plate. What are the different kinds?
Right, as well as a cinnamon stick. So let's start with the one to the left. This is a Sri Lankan cinnamon, also called Ceylon. It is one of the more expensive types of cinnamon. It is processed by hand, and it has a mild, delicate, subtle cinnamon flavor. It's particularly prized, and you can see that it's a tan brown color as opposed to the more reddish colors of the other varieties. Then something you can find if you search in many stores.
You can't find the Sri Lankan?
You can find it. You need to go to specialty spice stores or go online. Vietnamese cinnamon is much sweeter, and it's spicier. It is terrific for everyday cooking. It's worth seeking out. It's highly fragrant. And I just love it. And then on the right, just for comparison, is kind of the generic supermarket cinnamon that's never identified by country.
Not bad, though.
It's not bad. But compared to the Vietnamese and the Sri Lankan, it's a different thing. And then there's the cinnamon stick. So this is what's shaved off of the trees. Inner layers of bark are dried in the sun, and then they're rolled together by hand into what's called long quills. And then they're grated and cut. So it's pretty cool, the whole process of getting cinnamon. One of the most interesting things I learned was from a new book called Spice by Dr. Stuart Ferriman. And he said that cinnamon does not in itself taste sweet, but rather it enhances the perception of sweetness in other ingredients, which is a very interesting concept that a spice would not be sweet, but that you perceive it as sweetness. And it's perfect for sweet and savory. And let's start with the savory.
Oh, sure.
Okay, we've got I've got lamb in front
of me. You have lamb, and Robin has chicken. This is we aim to keep all our children happy here. Okay, Robin doesn't eat lamb, so I did it with chicken, but you can do either. These are braised lamb shanks, or in Robin's case, chicken thighs. The cinnamon is used, we use a cinnamon stick with chicken stock and red wine. I used fresh ginger and ground cumin. And then in a Moroccan flavors, there's pitted green olives and orange rind in there. And it cooks very slowly. And the cinnamon does add a sweetness, but it also is slightly spicy, right?
Mm. Yeah, delicious.
And I serve that on Israeli couscous. You could also use it on regular couscous or rice. Great make-ahead dish for these kind of raw, early, almost winter days.
By the way, I assume you would never actually... There's a cinnamon stick in here.
Yes, you do not
you
eat the cinnamon
eat
stick.
You wouldn't eat the cinnamon
Although you can suck on it because there's a whole lot of flavor still there.
You see
there.
Them in like drinks. They're like,
yeah, hot cocoa. Yeah,
right,
exactly. Mexican hot chocolate. People use it as a straw, which is kind of clever and expensive.
Okay.
So then, of course, you know, the obvious things with cinnamon are sweet dishes. You think of Christmas cookies. You think of cinnamon rolls. But it's also used in bolognese sauce for pasta. It's also used in Indian dishes like chicken biryani. It's used in all kinds of sweet and savory. But I wanted to try a rice pudding because that is a classic winter comfort food. Mm-hmm. But what I did here was that I used the cinnamon in three different ways. I buried a cinnamon stick in the rice when I was cooking it. So it flavored the water that the rice was cooking it. Then I simmered some milk and cream and put the other half of the cinnamon stick in there along with some ground cinnamon. Then I cook the cooked rice into this creamy mixture. Then I mix cinnamon and sugar and kind of brulee it on top, just put it under the broiler. So you really taste the cinnamon in many different levels, I hope.
I have to say, I'm not the biggest fan of rice pudding, but this one is really good.
It's amazing.
Right. You know, yeah,
the cinnamon makes a huge difference.
And there's also sun-dried cranberries in there and raisins. And you know, I'm not that big a fan of rice pudding either, so I really wanted to challenge myself because it seemed like such an obvious thing to do with cinnamon. And again, you try to use the best variety, the best quality cinnamon you can, and you'll get way more flavor. And you'll use a whole lot less because it's so full of flavor.
It's so good. By the way, I just tweeted out a picture so you can see the way the cinnamon that you've brought in, they look different.
They absolutely look different. Their colors. I also brought in a smoked cinnamon that we'll have a link to that this incredible spice chef in New York City is making so that you can add smokiness to stews. And I wanted to just say really quickly that buy it in small quantities. Don't keep it for more than 6 months and always stored in a cool, dark spot.
Okay. Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst, the original Spice Girl. We've got all the recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.